Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan.
John Joe O'Cadogan. Here we are at Cheltenham.
We are at Cheltenham, where we've had the Arkle Jude Boyd.
What else? Oh, Tully Hill in the first.
Tully Hill was in the first.
Steve Tully and Kevin Hill.
Did I bump into John?
Guy Branston. It's been a very goals-themed...
Branston's in a pickle.
So far, Branston's in a pickle. I just got screamed at by a Scouse woman for jumping the queue at the bar.
Oh,
it was nearly, you know, fist flying. It's all the fun of the.
Sounds like you'd have fallen out with anyone, John.
I didn't even know she was there. She's a fucking hell, mate. It was nearly a big scrap. The roar goes up.
I just saw a horse shot, which is never good, is it?
It's never great, is it?
It's always the worst
Did
bit.
Did it actually get shot?
It's normally the one that I've bet on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like that. It's the one side of Cheltenham I don't like. I hate to see that bit.
Don't like that bit. They should do that with footballers, though. Like,
we know many players.
Jean-Pierre Sim this season, goes down injured.
This season would be quite a thin squad for Torquay United if we pulled out that
all around the screens at Chelmsford.
Dwayne Afori Atchampong's been shot.
He's scored, John.
He did score at the weekend. Yeah,
scored. He's a bagsman.
Bagsman from a yard. Afori Atchampong from a yard.
While I like that he's committed to the gloves in his
in all
press
weathers.
Shot.
Yeah, it's true. When's Simon Bittleston going to bid on Dwayne's gloves?
If Simon Bittleston doesn't bid on Dwayne Afori Atchampong's shirt, I mean, this is so niche. There we are. We annually do a podcast from Cheltenham, normally on a balcony. We're in some seats next to a balcony.
Yes.
You're not working here, John. You're here on a jolly.
I'm here on a jolly. I don't work here anymore.
I don't work anymore.
At TalkSport anymore. I'm here for the freebie, hence the Guinness.
Guinness, yeah.
Quarter past three on a Tuesday.
Jules Nixon of you. Yes. Shame it's not a Strongbow Dark Fruits.
Well, yes, not the full Jules.
We apologise for no show last week. John was working. I was busy.
I started a new job, so that was I was slightly busy.
First week, you can't go and do a podcast.
Like I say, so I'm just going to nip off now and do a podcast.
I mean, your actual job is doing a podcast.
Yes, it is. But in time, I'm hoping next week I'll have a space for us to do a
good
podcast
news.
To some description.
Good news. A good result of the weekend, John,
a
for Torquay United.
Could you believe it? I couldn't believe it.
Part of me could believe it.
Yeah.
Where was I? I was at England, Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
By some Charles Tirrett gilets, trousers, jumpers and shirts.
From one cunt fest to another, basically, in the space of a few days.
And I tell you, the difference between the Wales game and the Ireland game was chalk and cheese. What a game of rugby, and I never say that.
I've watched the highlights, I was out, but what a game.
And I know you're Irish, John.
Well, I was basically pinning my hopes on an Ireland Grand Slam, which is now not happening.
Do you know what I loved?
I don't care, really.
The bloke near me, every time Ireland scored anything, they got their flag out of their pocket,
come on,
waved
lads.
It around like, and then right at the end, I went, "Where's your fucking flag?"
Oh God, someone had been on the Three Charles
no,
of Tyrwhitt
no,
alcohol.
No, I wasn't drinking.
Oh, okay.
I just said it quietly.
Oh, all right, yeah. A nice quiet behind the back.
I felt a bit potato famine-y of me to shout it.
Yeah.
Felt a bit much.
Yeah.
But the goals, yeah, a 4-1 win. Exactly what Torquay United need in a time of a great need for money and momentum and excitement and football win and points. Did we have 10 points deducted?
You need the points. I'm so pleased for Aaron as well because he's come across so well the last 2 weeks. I'm so pleased he's got a win. 2 draws and a win.
Yeah.
Get on him. Well,
unbeaten.
Is he here today? I thought he was... No.
I don't think he'll be here today, tonight. John. They're playing tonight.
It's tomorrow, isn't it? Yeah.
The Torquay United Supporters Club are here tomorrow. I might try and find them.
You should find them.
When we say tomorrow, we mean Wednesday. This will go out Thursday.
You're going to go tonight, aren't you? That's the plan.
I'm trying to go tonight.
Yeah.
If I can get out of Cheltenham quick enough, and it doesn't look like I'm going to arrive at kickoff. I haven't been to a home game all season.
What's it from here? A couple of hours?
2 hours.
2 hours?
Feels a lot.
Feels doable.
But I feel like I need to support the club.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
What else do we know? Let me get my phone out. Have a look at some results.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
do you remember we were a National League football podcast?
What do I know happened? Do I know anything? Taunton beat Thingy.
What?
Worthing.
This is the level you'll get on the National Obsession. Misremembered scores.
Taunton
beat Thingy.
Yeah.
Beat Aaron Racine's. Did he used to play for us?
Yeah, he did. One game, I think, and then did his cruciate or something.
Good knowledge, wasn't it?
Adam Hinshelwood's gone to York, isn't he? So
he's doing better. Avely 0, Weymouth 2. What sort of result is that?
What the hell is going on in the National League South?
Braintree 1, Slough.
Yeah, good result for Slough.
Eastbourne 1, Hemel 0. Hampden and Richmond 2, Chippenham 1. Who cares? Avon and Waterloo 2, Tonbridge Angels 2. Maidstone lost as well.
Yeah.
Torquay 4, Dartford 1. I mean, Dartford.
How shit must you be? I think
they've got that bloke who used to be at Forest Green, isn't it? Adrian...
Pennock.
The absolute Pennock.
Complete and utter Pennock. What a Pennock.
Such a Pennock.
You met AD, oh, what a Pennock.
It's only Blooming Football Club.
It's only Blooming Jockey Club.
Bath nailed Farnborough 2.
Yeah.
Western Supermare 1, Dover 0. Truro 1, Chelmsford 4.
Bloody hell.
Bloody hell, Truro, that's one of their... That was away, wasn't it? On the plastic at 7:45.
Yeah. Where are they playing now? I can't keep track.
Gloucester.
Gloucester, that's it, yeah.
It's only a blooming plastic pitch.
You know Gloucester, about 4 counties up. Yeah.
4 counties away, 2.5 hours,
yeah.
Home games. Why haven't Truro got a ground?
Stadium for his bloody Cornwall, whatever happened to that?
Isn't it?
I'll ask Ivor one of these days. What's going on? Was on,
and where to go. Taunton Town at home tonight. We still to play Taunton twice.
Well, this would have happened, obviously, by the time it goes out, but...
I think we're going to thrash them, John.
I think we thrash them.
We absolutely thrash them. 4, maybe 5.
Big Dwayne scores again.
Oh, you think a Big Dwayne hat trick?
Yeah.
DOA, dead on arrival.
Yeah.
Pull the screens round.
This horse, man, that's just a
beard. Yeah. Hello. We've got a talk spot on our microphone.
Sir Stephen Horse has just arrived. I'm Sir Stephen Horse.
Yes, it was exciting. Who did I see? I still can't remember who I saw. Guy Branston.
And what did you shout to?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, no, go on.
Gary Brabin.
You got your
Branston.
Yeah.
Mixed up.
Which is easily done. It's GB.
Easily done. Luckily, he thought I was joking.
The GB, yeah. But lucky he didn't stick the nuts on me.
Imagine that. Doof, sent off.
Yeah.
Straight out.
Guy's been sent off again.
This is a good sign, John. The stewards have just turned up in front of us.
Yeah.
What's this? Why are they turning up? Anyway, they're all in yellow and blue jackets.
Yes.
That is a good sign for the gulls tonight. Be the peacocks.
In case anybody runs on the court, I don't know.
Is it the bumper, that the crazy golf of horse racing?
Yeah, it's all over the place. They end up on top of that hill.
Anyway, there's all the football chat. We're going to have a chat with John. Have we got any letters, John?
Yes.
Do them in a minute. We're going to have a chat first with John Pemberton, who's got a new job. Is that right?
He's here.
Oh, good. Good news. This is the National Obsession.
The national obsession.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession.
This is The National Obsession, and it's absolutely marvellous to have John Pemberton here. John, nice to see you at Cheltenham. Yeah. Did you have a horse in that last race?
I had a horse in that last race. Unfortunately, you might have seen hit the second fence there, and is unfortunately has been put down. My first little venture into horse race ownership, you know, what can you do? Them's the brakes. You hate to see
literally
it, as they
the
say. Them's the brakes. It's broken its back leg, and you know, what can you say? A couple of horse burgers, maybe. We'll go. You know, we'll go from there. Is there much money in glue these days? I don't know.
You're going to find out.
We'll find out. Look, it's a shame, but, you know.
Stick together and you'll find out.
Yeah, well.
John, but I believe you've got a new job this week, which is good, which is sort of royal based as well.
Yeah, that's it. I'm here with Mike Tindall and the royal family.
Oh, yeah.
They're all down there. They brought me down because I've just joined the royal household as a sort of PR guru, you know, advising them on all sort of strategic you know, because as a manager, you've got to communicate with the fans, with the players. They said, John, you're a great communicator. Just come in here, help us, just, you know, external PR.
You're offered to take on the Photoshop and stuff,
you know, like if you've got any digital sort of camera skills, then brilliant. I say, yeah, I've got the Adobe suite at home. I've got the lot.
We've all lied on our CVs before, John.
Well, exactly. And you know, I'll be honest, when they said, could you edit this photo? You know, the sweat's going a bit. Because I'm like, well, you know, slightly embellish that. But
How hard can it be?
Bit of Photoshop. I hear the lads mention it all the time, you know, in the changing room. Just Photoshop this, Photoshop that.
You can't Photoshop the league.
You can't. Well, exactly. I wish you could. So, yeah, good. Went in there first day. Kate Middleton says, you know, we've got this great photo. Could you just touch up a bit here and there? And
you did a nice job, I thought, John. Why did you cross everyone's fingers?
That's just the way it's going for us at the moment. A few sloppy errors with the pasting tool, and, you know, accidentally copied Kate's face from Vogue magazine 5 years ago onto her current face. Yeah. That was a shame.
Yeah, that was a shame.
Yeah, deleted one of young, what's he called, fingers.
You should probably know his name if you're working for him.
Louis. I'm going to say Louis or George or
have
something.
Have a guess.
Louis. Yeah, you know, look, a few basic errors, a few sloppiness. That's just the way it's going for the moment. And look, Mike's already pulled me aside today and said, look, John, I don't think it's working out. And,
quite a scary man, Mike.
He's a big lad, isn't he?
He's a big lad.
And especially, you know, he does like a drink, and he's just, I mean, look, to be honest, I've got a bit of a black eye because Mike sort of swung for me earlier on. And, you know, look, their tensions can rise in a sort of team environment. So, look, I said, look, guys, I tender my resignation, and look, we move on, and await the next challenge. I was thinking horse race ownership, but after today, you know, maybe we have to think again.
Good news. Well, thanks for joining us at Cheltenham today. Good luck. Good luck in the race this afternoon. Willie Mullins asked you to invest, I understand, in his training, but you didn't think it had a future.
Yeah, look, he said to me, John, can you come on board? I said, look, Willie, Irish and horse racing, I don't think it's a great mix. And
he's now got more horses than anyone in the world. There we are. Anyway.
Well, that's the way it goes for us.
Thanks. You know. Thanks, John Pemberton there. Lovely to see him at Cheltenham. This is The National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
This is The National Obsession, live from Cheltenham, and what a treat to catch him on his way through Cheltenham. I believe on a charity walk is non-league Ray. Ray, good to see you.
Hello, hi, hello, John. Hello, it's nice to see you.
Good to see you here. Lovely, I mean, to see you. Everyone's dressed up here, obviously, yeah, Cheltenham. You're very nice. Much dressed down.
Yeah, I've come, I'm doing, I don't know if you've heard of Speedo Mick.
Yeah.
The walk from Land's End to John O'Groat.
Yes.
Taking in all the... all the non-league sides on the way. He didn't do that.
No.
But I've heard Torquay United are in trouble, so
yeah.
I've decided to do my own charity. They asked me to do. I've done the same as Speedo Mick. I'm doing a charity wank. It's a charity wank. I read about it and I thought that sounds good. A charity wank. I think I can do that. So I'm just going through Cheltenham Racecourse today, wanking on all the mares, just all the grey mares.
And probably presumably in the Premier Inn tonight, maybe making up to Trowell and sort of get cracking up.
Yeah,
there,
just get cracking up there. I've been sponsored by a tissue company, Handy Andy's, and they're sponsoring me as many tissues as I need. I'm wanking on every single grey mare that's in the race meet. And it's going to go well, and then I'm going to go around a few non-league grounds and wank there.
So have you got a few celebrities joining you, sort of like, hi, I'm Lawrence Wellenburn and I'm wanking for Torquay?
I've asked a few, but the people I've asked are unfortunately in prison. So
there's a lot of celebrities here, you know.
There's a lot of celebrity
I'm
wankers
Tindall,
out there.
I'm wanking for Torquay. You know, you can.
Yeah, I did ask Mike, but it was in front of Zara, so he was a bit furious about it. But you know, yeah, just doing a charity wank. If anyone wants to get in touch, I'm just pulling one off for the lads. So get in touch.
I was going to say, I really hope you can pull it off, right?
I've pulled it off many times. So if anyone wants to sponsor me, do get in touch. Thanks for having me on the National Obsession.
It's a pleasure, Ray, and good luck with it with your wank.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession, and it's nearly time for the 3:30, John. So we better get on with it. It's time for letters from a listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, lovely.
Freddie Dingo.
Oh, Freddie, on the ice,
Freddie.
Fred.
Dingo, a first-time correspondent.
Sounds like your brother.
He does a little bit. Long time, first time. Just a quick note to say that I love the show.
Love the show, Steve.
Indeed.
Not anymore.
R.I.P. I'm an FC Halifax Town
R.I.P.
fan.
R.I.P. of course.
Of course. Hopefully. Oh, my word, I've won a Brit Award. You see, Ray swept up at the Brits. Oh,
Ray,
my
Ray.
Word. I've won best,
another one.
I've won best horses at the Brits.
Oh, my word.
I've won best album.
Drop me label when I've won all the Brits. Oh, my word.
Oh, my word, it's Noel Horan. Anyway, there you go, you get the idea. Anyway. Freddie Dingus says, I'm a Halifax Town fan. Hopefully, your future coverage of the Mighty Shame Man will be less apathetic. Do I get a fourth number?
Not yet.
Back to the beginning.
The rules are, I'm afraid, Freddie, that if you ask for a number, you don't get one.
So that's it. You may as well. I'm not bothered writing because you're back to zero.
But on the
Freddie,
ice, you anyway,
on
Freddie.
On the ice.
Try again in a month or so.
We will endeavour to cover Halifax at some point.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to speed along.
Shame in.
Alex Walton, just thank you, says on the ice, Alex. Fans, wish Torquay all the best. From Alex, Trombones Walton, because he's FOF 76.
Oh,
76,
yeah, very nice.
Trombones.
On the ice, Trombones.
Which is nice. Richard Thomas says, just a quick message to say thanks for bestowing me with a FOF number.
Ah.
And congratulations to John on his new job at Vanarama FM.
Oh, yes, John. How's it going?
Yeah, Vanarama.
Oh, good news. Good news.
Thank you very much, Rich. Clive Hayward.
Thanks, Rich.
Says, I know Hugh Edwards will have been delighted with your script last week. We all expected Bryn to make an appearance, but the return of Gary Blissett was a lovely finishing touch. Could we also have... Mar Baker make another appearance soon.
Samantha Baker, yeah, she's good, isn't she?
She was very good.
She was
glowing
popular.
Reviews.
She was popular.
And yes, it's that's Clive. Ian Mutter says he's read your.
Ian Mutter? I don't understand a word he says.
Just speak up, Ian. I said he read your article in the non-league paper.
Oh.
It was on the verge of tears. Passion.
Oh.
It was that bad. No, passion, sadness, poignancy. As a Chesterfield fan, we've seen the thin and the thinner, but now we're on the up. Every cloud has a silver lining. Ian Mutter.
Thank you, Ian. On the ice to
Ian,
you.
Ian, it was
that's
a lovely
kind.
Article. I'd
thank you, John.
I'm just trying to speed through these. Gary Head, the old Gaz Head.
Old Gaz Head, yes.
Because last week you talked about how posh Barnet Underhill sounds.
Yes, hello, I'm Barnet Underhill.
I've done a little research, and there's some posh ones in the National League. Eastleigh Silver Lake.
Yes, very nice.
Chesterfield Saltergate.
Oh, yes.
Oxford Court Place, Sunnyhole Damson. Wealdstone Grosvenor, that's quite a good one. Woking Lathwaite.
They're all horses in the next race.
Farnborough Cherrywood, Maidstone Gallagher, that's quite a good one.
Yeah.
Weymouth Bob Lucas, not doesn't quite work so well.
Not quite, no. Well, Weymouth, no, no, yeah, it's sort of double-barreled surname.
He says the standout one is a proud Cornishman, Truro Bolitho.
He now presents the breakfast show on Radio 3.
Hello, there's Pitcher or Bolitho here.
Any others, John?
I think
he's surrounded by hoodlums.
You have to do it. Let's call there because the race is about to start.
What a lovely episode, John. As always, I love doing it from Cheltenham. Lovely to see you.
It was sort of chaotic, but that was fun.
Yes, good fun. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming to Cheltenham, John, to see us.
That's a pleasure.
And I know you don't work here anymore, but
I don't.
Always welcome.
I work somewhere even more right wing than Cheltenham.
Can you imagine such a
more
place?
More right wing than this place, and it is very right wing here.
Well, we'll find out where you work very, very soon. The 3:30 from the Cheltenham Festival is about to start, which leaves us to say on the ice to
on
you.
The ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.